Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This episode is brought to you by Harry's Razors.
Do you want me to add some like color commentary?
It's
over the
fine.
Top or
we don't
like
have
that?
To. I think that's, you know, it's optional. We'd often do it, but we
I'm
don't.
Sorry, what? It's optional. We've been doing colourful little
free colourful bits,
whimsical bits for years. Wow, this changes everything.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome back to another episode of The Weekly Planet, the podcast where we talk about movies and TV shows and comic books and video games, sometimes when I buy Doom. I'm your host, Nick Mason. Bit of bad news. James, regular co-host, Mr. Sunday Movies, has died. He went to hospital to get his gallbladder taken out. They added a second gallbladder. He was a man with two gallbladders. You can imagine the pressure he was under. Popped his head off like a champagne cork. So I'm gonna keep moving with a new co-host. The dog, who's currently just smushing her face into the carpet, just like it's
look,
going,
it's not much
like
worse.
It's going out of fashion. Who's this? Is there a ghost?
I was trying to find a good point to jump in.
There isn't one. I would just keep going.
You just keep, and it's also it's because you do that every week, and you're very good at it. And also, I'm so out of it that
yes.
I couldn't pick a good point or an interesting thing to say.
You had a look in your eyes that was like, is this how the podcast normally goes? Well, it's an interesting twist. This week, James, you are in fact back and
I'm
alive.
Back.
You're not dead. For
I'm a bit grim.
A rare twist, I'm ill, but I'm in better shape than you are this week.
Yes. What are you ill?
I'm a little bit under the
weather. You seem very well.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. It's that comedy festival season though, isn't it?
I'm a little bit sniffly, yeah.
Yeah, it'll get you in the end.
Well, it's not even that at this point. I think it's that I go on holiday.
Yeah.
And then immediately my brain goes, why were you holding on to all this? Let's loosen up right now.
Let's let some stuff in.
You know who else could go on holiday? Your immune system.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
So I've been sick, but I've been seeing some comedy stuff. You've had your gallbladder out.
I have. The surgery itself went fine. It was only because they put a drainage tube in me the next day. And those are very painful, it turns out. And they'll make you like not be able to breathe properly for 24 hours. And then they pull it out. It's like being stabbed, but in reverse.
So it's in the tum.
Yeah, it's in the
tum area.
And yeah, it's like I said, the reverse of being stabbed. And not reversed as in the opposite of being stabbed, as in not being stabbed.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. It's being stabbed backwards.
Oh, wow.
So
like stabbed from the inside by a little man.
That's right. And it was so long.
Claire described the doctor removing it, and it sounded like that scene in The Matrix where Keanu Reeves' character wakes up.
It was a lot like
that. And
that
he opens the pot and it's like, like he pulls the tube out for a really long time.
I also had one of those in my nose.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I had many a tube.
Yeah, wow.
But I'm definitely on the mend. But also, I'm kind of like, why did I go in? Because I felt fine and now I feel fucking terrible.
Yeah, well, and now you can't eat fatty foods anymore?
Nah, for
what
a while. I got to restrict my diet and whatever. But also, I can't exercise. I'm just sitting around being miserable all day. I'm a real son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And I'm no good. My brain doesn't work properly. Maybe they hit me in the head when I was asleep. I don't know.
Maybe.
Anyway.
That's what they say. Isn't it sometimes people will wake up from the dentist and they've got like a boot print on their on their chest or whatever?
Yeah. The doctor's just taking flying kicks at them.
Your dog has the zoomies today.
I haven't been able to take it for a walk.
Oh, that'll do it, yeah.
So, yeah. Even though I've got this wonderful walking cane that I've bought from the chemist.
Some sort of, you've gone with with a, some sort of house MD? It's like a plaid.
Yeah, I didn't have a choice.
Okay, right. You had
no,
a choice.
No, they were like, do you want this flower one? They're like, normally I have black ones. I'm like, I don't give a shit. Just give me one. Just give me anyone you've got. It's only temporary.
Do you have one that looks like the lid of a jar of marmalade, you said? And I'm like, perfect.
I meant to kit this space out with some soundproof foam. It is echoing here because we are in just a big empty room.
We are in a big empty room. It's true.
Next week it should be a bit better because I'm ordering some soundproof foam.
Oh, that's exciting.
Someone's going to put them up. Maybe you, because I'm not allowed to do
anything then.
For like 6 weeks.
Well, I am a qualified soundproof insulation putter up.
I wish you were bloody soundproof, Matt. I'm bloody sick of hearing your bloody voice, mate. He's back. He's still good. He's meaner than ever.
You've reached the pinnacle of human cognition, which is biting insults. So that comes back last. So I think you're in tip-top shape again.
It certainly does. Now, you said I've collected some news, but you went ahead because there was a point when I wasn't actually going to be able to do this.
I assumed you were going to be dead.
Yeah. So you've actually collected some news. What do you got, Mason?
You may know that this is Batman's 80th birthday.
Congratulations, Batman.
Well, it's not Batman's 80th birthday. He's technically older than that, because if you assume he's 30, when Detective Comics 27 came out, he'd be 110. Yeah.
Do you reckon he's 30? Do you reckon he's like 27, 28. All right. I'm just saying, I think 30's a bit old to be like starting to jump off roofs.
I guess that's probably, you start to creak a bit.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of football players retire at 30. They're I blew out my knee and I can't walk.
And I guess like 20 is the era when you're like, because that's like uni student era.
Yeah.
When you're like, I can do anything.
Yes.
Like, and I'll dress
and
as a
I
bat.
Will.
And I will.
I can do anything. I'll travel the world pretending to be a ninja.
Yeah, that's true. All right, maybe like 20. All right, let's say like 25, 27, like that.
Isn't that also the age when males, like, their brain stop making them do ridiculous shit?
Probably
isn't
is.
Isn't that what, I'm sure that's what it is.
That probably happened to him as well. Like, he's in the middle of fighting, like, the penguin. And all of a sudden, the brain, like, his brain matured completely. And he's like, what am I doing? But he'd already built the car and made all the costumes.
He told Alfred he was doing it.
He'd made a lot of arch nemeses at that point. Yeah. He's like, I can't have a mature conversation with him about this sort of stuff.
It's like somebody who gets stuck in their career from a young age.
That's
like,
true.
I guess I'm an investment banker for the next 40 years.
So regrets, he's got a few.
Yeah.
But some of the Batman news that came out this week, I think they were like, let's dump some stuff. And if it's unpopular, we'll just be like, Batman's 80th, though.
Yeah.
Come on, don't be so negative. Come on.
Not at his birthday.
We saw the first look of Batman in Gotham, in the TV series Gotham. There's like a...
Yeah, right.
In Batman in silhouette.
It's like the back of his head, right?
It looks kind of Nolan-y.
Yes.
It's not surprising at all.
Isn't it a body double but the kid's face? Isn't that what they're going with?
I have no idea.
I think that's what they're going with.
I don't know anymore details.
Because that kid's like 5'6" or whatever.
Oh, right, okay,
he's
sure.
He's like 17.
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay. So this is going to be another time jump? I don't know.
I don't know. We don't watch that show.
We don't watch the show.
But let's speculate, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a definitive answer, but we just don't
hopefully the series Gotham ends with him again standing around a pile of broken bodies going, what am I doing? This was stupid.
I could have been anything.
I'm rich. I could have donated money to a lot of charities that probably would have stopped this crime happening in the first place.
What else have we got in terms of Batman?
They didn't want the Batman TV audience to go wanting.
No,
so we also saw a trailer for Pennyworth.
Yeah, it's only short, right?
It's quite quick, yeah.
Yes.
And he seems more of a Michael Caine.
School of Cockney British gentleman.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
man of war.
All right, cool.
What did you think?
See, okay, and also I kind of built this news. I didn't look too deep into these because my assumption was my co-host would be somebody who doesn't know anything about these. And I'd just be like, there's a series called Gotham. Batman's not in it. How wild that. And they'd be like, that's dumb. And I'd be like, it is dumb. You finish with that bit of news? Okay, there's another one. There's another series. It's going to be about Batman's butler. Isn't that weird? They'd be like, that is dumb. And I'd be like, it is dumb.
It is dumb, yeah.
So, look.
But we've been slowly kind of immersed in this shit. So we're just like, yeah, it's fine to have a prequel of the series Gotham, sort of, even though it's not a prequel.
Yeah.
Of the younger Alfred.
Exactly.
Or whatever this is supposed to be. Yeah.
It's not even the Alfred from Gotham.
It's not even the Alfred from Gotham. But does it matter?
Not really.
No.
I kind of like the idea. I don't... See, that's the thing. I don't necessarily want the big aggro Alfred.
Yeah.
I think we've been stepping away from the classic Alfred,
yeah.
Which is, you know, balding,
mm-hmm.
tuxedo tailcoat.
Tweedly little
tweedly mustache that sticks out way too far. And he's
sometimes
all like,
a big blunderbuss.
He's got a blunderbuss, but most of the and maybe it's on. He's got a blunderbuss, but he's got like a crisp white towel over the top of the blunderbuss, and he's like, very good, sir. That's what I want. That's my Alfred. Okay. I want to know he's had a dark past, but then he. Okay, how about this?
Yeah.
The Pennyworth series over 5 seasons, like he has to keep combing over.
Okay.
So like he has a beautiful head of hair at the start.
It should have been like how Gordon grew his mustache, which
exactly,
they haven't done, but
yes,
maybe end up doing. Okay,
exactly,
that makes
yeah
sense to me.
Yeah.
And so he gets more and more proper because he's doing more butler school. And they
exactly,
kind of, they
yes
kind of smack the Cockney out of him.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
Mm.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What other...
And he learns how to do laundry better. Like he starts out kind of grimy.
And shabby. And
then by the end, he's so crisp.
So crisp. Mm. He probably does his own laundry, doesn't he?
Is he going to... Oh, look, I don't know.
He should have his own butler.
He should have his own butler.
Yeah.
Dog's growling at something outside.
I get up, but it's too much effort.
I'm going to guess it's nothing, but I'm going to open the door.
She's only going to come back in.
Right?
Who let the dog out? Mason did. Mason let the dog out. And she's run inside. No, no.
Back out again.
Oh, yeah. I think there's something or someone living under the house.
Oh.
Yeah. Might be a little nice little kind of... lead into our topic for this
yes
week. But we've got so much news in between.
The topic being, who's living in James's house?
Someone who could definitely overpower me. Right
I have one more piece of Batman-related news.
Great.
And it's that Captain Boomerang, Jai Courtney is probably back for Suicide
Squad.
The Suicide Squad. Again,
is it a reboot?
Again, if you weren't here, I would have been like, Captain Boomerang's back for Suicide Squad. And they would have
who's
been like,
that?
What?
That's
and I'd be
dumb
like, it's a man who throws boomerangs. And they would be like, that's dumb.
How many did you throw in the last movie?
Not many.
Four, maybe.
Not enough to justify his name, quite frankly.
One of them had a camera. How did the camera stay focused on one position when it's spinning?
Probably a gyroscope.
It's probably, I was going to say,
a gyroscope.
If it was a 360 camera, you'd be like, well, that... You know, it's getting the. It's
maybe
like when
it's
you,
a 360
it's like
camera
when you get your phone and you do the panning shots
yeah
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it wasn't that, was it?
No.
Yeah. So it's a 360 gyroscope.
It was a. It was a regular film camera, a large film camera on a jib.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
And the David Ayer said, "Okay, move it that way
yeah
for a bit.
That's good. Make it look like it's flying.
Yeah.
But everyone, it's just a jib.
It's just on
so
a jib.
So we don't really have a boomerang
on
a camera.
Probably on a crane.
Yes.
Like Fonz's on the ground.
What is this movie though?
The Suicide Squad.
Yeah, like is it a reboot?
I think maybe
there are examples of this, right? Like Ghost Rider is technically not a sequel, the second one. Like they're not the same, but they both have Nicolas Cage.
They're very... No, I think Ghost Rider 2 is a sequel.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you hear recently he got married again?
No, I didn't know.
You've been out of the loop.
He
got
married. Who was he married to?
He got married for 4 days, like this week.
Who was he previously married to?
He was married to...
I know he's married to Lisa Marie.
Yeah, Presley.
One of them.
Yeah, hang on, I'll just check.
What color cowboy hat did he wear to his wedding?
Let's find out.
In Vegas.
Look, okay, also the second option is Nicolas Cage net worth, so I'm just going to check that.
Let's do
a new segment, Nicolas Cage net worth check. Nicolas Cage was once Hollywood's top earners worth a staggering $150 million, but he didn't hang on to this fortune for as long as now worth... just $25 million.
Ugh.
2 days ago. I know, yuck.
Embarrassing.
Why even bother?
Don't get married then. You're going to lose half that Nicolas Cage.
All right. He bought too many castles, as I think we've established.
And dinosaur heads or something.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Yeah. Okay, now back to Nicolas Cage.
Here we go. Nick Cage, what's he up to?
Nicolas Cage files for annulment just after just 4 days of marriage. Here we go. This is The Guardian. So this is a valuable news source. He married Erica Coik.
Okay.
He married Lisa Marie Presley in 2002. That lasted 108 days. And Erica Coik is a makeup artist.
Yep.
They were wed on 23rd of March in Las Vegas.
Vegas.
Yep. By Wednesday, the actor applied for an annulment. This is his shortest marriage yet.
But not for lack of trying.
No, absolutely not.
I mean, 106 days isn't a bad effort, I guess.
According to TMZ, hours after their wedding, the pair were spotted arguing at the Las Vegas Hotel Bellagio. Witnesses and photos show Coik yelling at the 55-year-old actor.
Wow. So not a great
You're
start.
So Nicolas Cage. I didn't think you would be when I married you.
I thought you had 150 million, but I just Googled.
Your net worth? And he's like, I spent $125 million at this wedding, baby. So mad.
Mason is furiously waving his hands.
Like a Nicolas Cage would.
Like a Nicolas Cage would. Well, good on him. I hope he's happy. But he doesn't seem happy. No. Seems deeply unhappy.
Yeah. Oh, maybe they had differing opinions over how to heist the Bellagio Hotel.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
Nicolas Cage is like, we'll do it like in Ocean's 11. And then she'd be like, but how did they get all the paper into the vault at the end? It's a clear plot hole. I can't remember.
We'll figure it out on the day.
Yeah, right.
He's too by the seat of his pants. That's his problem.
That's his problem, exactly. Yeah. He was also married to Patricia Arquette.
Okay.
The actor from 1995 to 2001, and Alice Kim from 2004 to 2016. He has two sons, Weston Coppola Cage, whose mother is Cage's former long-term partner, Christina Fulton, and Kal-El Cage, who we all know.
I know, the Superman.
His mother is Kim, yeah. I believe Weston is in, he's like the emo goth kid.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I was going to say, which one's the emo goth kid?
Did you know that Robert Downey Jr.'s kid is in a band?
What's the band
It's called
Some Mothers Do Have Them?
Yeah, it's called Some Mothers Do Have Them. Yeah. It's called I'll look it up. Anyway, what are we talking about?
That's a great joke for anybody over 35 in English.
Yes. I can't remember. I'll look it up. But Robert Downey Jr. has been spruiking the band on his Instagram.
Oh, good.
Classic dad. Classic dad.
Is there a possibility that you have a dad like that and you surpass them in any way? Or do you just live in their shadow?
Oh, good question.
Because I know they obviously are famous.
Well, regular Robert Downey.
Yes.
Robert Downey Sr.
But Robert Downey Sr., I don't know what he did.
I think he was also an actor.
Great. Good on him. Yes. I mean, but he's... father wasn't the status of Robert Downey Jr.
No.
Do you have an actor the size of, say, Will Smith? Maybe Jaden Smith. He's probably about, he's got an equally big profile. I don't know whether you'd say that he's as successful, but,
You are crazy on medication right now.
But no, Jaden Smith is very famous.
That's true. Yeah, he's got a lot of followers on the old, okay, all right. The band is called The Dose.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to crank the volume here. We're going to listen to The Dose on Instagram.
I'm ready.
Are you ready for this? This could be anything. You ready? All right.
It's just drums. Oh, a guitar.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for vocals. I want to know what is this?
Yeah. This is an Instagram post.
Okay.
That's it. That's all we're getting. Are they all instrumental?
Surely not. It says they're like a throwback grunge duo.
Well, they're not wrong. good on them.
No, good on them, man. Yeah. Get out there.
That's right.
Be in the Dose.
Exactly. Be in the Dose.
Couple of cool kids.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jai Courtney's back. What is the Suicide Squad? Is it a reboot?
What we were talking about before. Before we got derailed by Nicolas Cage. I think maybe because we throw around remake and reboot very loosely now.
But they said reboot.
They did, it's
the
true.
Producer, if I remember correctly, which I probably don't.
Uh-huh.
Last week they were like, no, it's definitely a reboot.
I think what they mean is don't think of the last one.
Yeah.
That's all they mean.
I thought Jai Courtney was really good in the last one.
Sure.
For the moments he was in that movie. And
uh-huh.
He was captured by the Flash at the start. He had a unicorn. That was a thing,
wasn't
it?
That was a thing. That never got paid off, did it?
It was funny. It's a funny, irreverent thing.
It never paid off.
It was funny, though.
Yeah.
This is also Jai Courtney saying it, which means it's probably happening. Mm. Unless they're just like, yeah, definitely. You're definitely in it, mate. And then he finds out... on Instagram by Robert Downey Jr.'s son.
That's right.
He's been very casting.
You're not in this movie anymore.
Anyway, good. Apparently it's shooting in the next couple of months and I'm looking forward to it probably.
Yes.
And then there was also images just recently today, but yesterday for those listening, that the version of the Joker, who the Jared Leto version is in Birds of Prey, there's images of him kicking Harley Quinn out of his apartment. It doesn't look like it's Jared Leto because Jared Leto...
He owns an apartment?
Yes, he's who knows what he is on any given day.
He's a real Kramer type.
He certainly
this
is.
This guy.
But it looks like... You can't see his face, so I'd imagine it's a stand-in. And maybe they'll use Jared Leto later, or maybe they just won't show him at all.
And I mean, it could very well be like... it might be a very kind of abstract or like a character... Like it might be a flashback where they live in like a kind of a Seinfeld...
Yeah.
Sitcom world.
Sure.
She might be being kicked out in one of those crushing scenes. The nanny.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
That's a great reference.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I guess it's... So that is connected somehow. Or is it? We'll find out on the day.
We will find out. Again, I think it's 100% they're just going to throw it out there. Yep. And if it works, they'll be like, it is part of the same universe. If it bombs, that. They'll be like, don't count that one.
Forget it. Yeah. Don't even worry about it. This is great DC news all around.
Yeah.
You got any other news on that list of news?
List of news. Mark Hamill is Chucky.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that's all.
Have you seen that trailer?
No, not yet. No.
Maybe we've talked about it, haven't
we? Oh, is there? Okay,
Aubrey
right.
Plaza's.
I have seen that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, do we hear Chucky? We don't hear Chucky talk, though, do we? No, okay.
So it was Brad Dourif, and now it's famous voice actor / regular actor.
Yes.
Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill.
Mm.
So, no, I think that's... Yeah. I'm glad he's, you know, seems to be getting a lot more work lately, which is really cool. He's on that show, Where Knights, England, one of my swords is on fire. Have you seen the promos for that?
Oh, Nightfall.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. I've not seen the promo. I've seen one still shot of that, I think.
He's got a big old beard. Yeah. He's like, this is our kingdom. Probably. I haven't seen any of it. And will.
Actually, here's one more piece of Batman-related news.
Okay.
It's not really Batman-related news, but it says Ben Affleck is open to appear in Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
That is good news.
Despite fractured friendship with Kevin Smith.
Well, I heard he dogged Kevin Smith.
Did
according to Kevin Smith.
Dogmed him?
That's not what he said. Not what he said, but great joke.
Thank you. did he mall ratted him?
He mall ratted him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he put his fingers between his butt
yes.
and then give Kevin Smith a handshake?
The old stink palm. Yeah. Yes, he did. Yeah, so I think that stopped filming now because I know Rosario Dawson's back. There's a bunch of... They've pretty much got everybody back who's... Not everybody. Like Joey Adams is back.
Yeah, right.
So, but which
Ben Affleck character could it be?
Was he the guy who had a mustache in Clerks 2? Was he the guy from Mallrats?
I mean, he might even be... Because if you remember in Jay and Silent Bob's Strike Back...
Is he in that one?
Yeah, he is, because there's a scene with him and Matt Damon. And they're in like a...
Oh, that's
there's
right.
There's a Good Will Hunting 2
That's my favourite moment in that film.
Yeah. So he's in
that. I don't
that.
Love that film. I find it's a bit kind of like, remember this?
Yeah, you know? But apparently Jason Biggs and James Vanderbeek are also
they're coming back
as themselves again. So it wouldn't put they wouldn't put it past Affleck and Damon to be in because I think Damon's at this point he's just like
I'll do whatever.
Well, I don't get like I get people are less mean to me when I'm just cameoing things. People are delighted to see me cameo in something, but when I'm actually in something, they don't care for it downsizing.
They don't want another Bourne movie.
No.
Downsizing. Yeah, right.
They don't want another Shrinky movie.
I really wanted to see Downsizing, and then apparently it's.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
You've probably heard this, or maybe you've even experienced it. A business gets to a certain size, and then the cracks start to emerge. Things that used to take like a day are now taking a week. There's too many manual processes just grinding away, and you don't have that one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, streamlining accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, and a whole lot more. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. 1. Because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs, key performance indicators, in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. NetSuite allows you to have the power of all the information in one place to help you make more effective decisions as quickly as possible so you can keep moving, keep building, keep growing, or have more time off, whatever it is that you're looking to do. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free, at netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. That's netsuite.com/weeklyplanet to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother. Or sales. I definitely prefer. Don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, Nyx, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Terrible, and I didn't say it.
I also, yeah. Yeah. I didn't want to say it at all.
I just think it's an interesting concept.
Shrinking men.
Mm. Yeah. I got something here if you want to.
Okay, go for it. Yeah, go for it.
Apparently, McKenna Grace, who we know as young Captain Marvel and Captain Marvel.
Oh, yes.
She's in talks for Ghostbusters 3 as the lead.
Oh, cool.
Which is the spin-off. It's not a reboot. It's Ghostbusters, but it's also Stranger Things.
Yes.
And it's number 3.
Oh.
Don't call it a reboot.
It's not a reboot.
Because we did that.
Yeah.
This is the same universe.
Didn't work out too well. Same universe.
That's
yep.
right. So there we go.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's her. It's Carrie Coon from Leftovers. It's one of the Stranger Things boys.
Yep. And it's all your old mates from Ghostbusters. Don't even worry about it. They're back.
They'll be back.
They're all back. Wait, so how did Ben Affleck dog Kevin Smith?
Oh, okay. So when they got... Here we go.
I don't care about Ghostbusters 3 anymore.
I know you don't. But when... I think Jennifer Garner apparently didn't like Kevin Smith. Uh-huh. And when they kind of got married, they kind of... You know that happens sometimes. They just kind of drifted apart and they never really spoke again properly.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, so right. I don't know if you really dogged him. They just kind of... You know, people lose contact.
Yeah.
That happens. So,
because I think Kevin Smith has said that he has like talked out of school about like... You know, like,
oh, yeah.
Like, oh, then Ben Affleck did this and this. And he's like, I'm trying to be famous here.
What? Yeah. That's...
I'm trying to get my dream role as Batman here. I've been trying for years. Could you not
fuck this up for me?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that's probably true also. Mm. But they've starred together in many a film, including Daredevil. They're both
that's
in
true,
Daredevil.
That's true, yeah. They are both in Daredevil. Yeah.
So there you go.
Oh, maybe that's the scene we'll get in Jay and Silent Bob 2 or whatever it
whatever
is.
Whatever that is, yeah.
Whatever that movie is.
I am looking forward to Jay and Silent Bob 2 because we haven't had a View of a Skew movie since Clerks 2.
Yes.
Is that right?
I think you're right.
Because there's like Red State and
Zack and Mary make a porno, yeah. Uh-huh.
The Man Be Walrus, you know. All
yeah, yeah all the greats, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, there we go.
Yes.
What else, Mason?
We got a movie poster for the Addams Family animated movie.
Why did you bring that up?
Voice cast. Oscar Isaac.
Okay.
Charlize Theron.
Okay.
Chloe Moretz.
Okay.
Finn Wolfhard, Stranger Things kid.
Stranger Things.
And Nick Kroll as Uncle Fester.
Nick Kroll. That's a good cast.
That's a good cast,
who's
right?
Who's doing it? Is it DreamWorks? It
looks like a DreamWorks, but I couldn't
tell you. And Boo. No, yeah. The DreamWorks could do good stuff. Uh-huh. They had a Train and Dragon movies are quite
yes.
good.
Yes, uh-huh.
And people love Despicable Me 3.
Looks kind of fun. I was under the impression that the Addams Family was the more popular of the weird, you know, the weird 1960s creepy families.
The Munsters.
As opposed to the Munsters. But apparently I'm wrong. Apparently I'm in the minority and everybody loves the Munsters.
That can't be true.
No, because the Munsters were more... Because the Munsters are flashier, right, there's a Frankenstein, and there's a...
A Wolfman?
Wolfman and a whatever and a other
and
thing.
A monster.
But the Addams Family are just creeps, you know? They're just creeps.
One's just a hand. Where's the rest of it? What's it up to?
Good question. Good question.
Well, I just assumed they were more popular because those were the bigger movies in the 90s.
The Addams Family?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
There was
okay.
no Munsters reboot that I remember. Don't. Maybe there was, but...
I think there was. Was I think there? It was a TV movie. I think there was a couple
exactly.
of TV movies.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. Uh-huh. But really, at the time, is that the case?
I think so. I think people have fonder memories of the Munsters.
Okay. Yeah. I know nothing about the Munsters. Well, I know there's a Wolfman. I know there's a Frankenstein. I know there's a Munster.
Yeah. And they had the cool car. They had like a hot rod.
Did they?
They had a hot rod that was shaped like a coffin. Or it was like a hot rod that was shaped
a cough
like a
rod.
Yeah, a cough rod. They had a car that was shaped like a hearse, like a hot rod, and it had a coffin in it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds pretty cool.
It is cool.
Anyway, I just hate that era of movies because in the 90s, there was Addams Family and there was Brady Bunch and there was the Beverly Hillbillies.
Richie Rich.
And it's like, who the fuck is this for?
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's for people who grew up on this shit who were trying to make 90s kids get invested in the Brady Bunch sequel.
It's the ultimate like trying to get your kid into like a sport you or a TV show you liked, except you're making a movie and forcing the public to enjoy it as well.
Exactly. Dennis the Menace. We had our Dennis the Menace. It was called Home Alone 3.
Yeah.
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 Anyway, I'm glad you brought that up. That's a good cast, though.
It's a good cast.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm.
Did you see that there's some news regarding Avengers Endgame and their new posters? Because there were posters that said Avenge the Fallen. Mm. And they showed the people that were dead and the people that were not dead. And there were some names in there that you're like, oh, that's interesting. I don't know that person was... I thought that was what he snapped and they're not dead.
Well, that's it. That's
the news.
That's the news. Okay, who's the surprise in there?
Valkyrie is alive.
Okay.
Cool.
These are all official posters.
Official posters. Mm-hmm. And though this was confirmed in like the first trailer, Shuri is dead.
Yes, because she's in one of the image. Missing screen. She's in one of those floating hologram screens that's missing.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, right.
Unless she just isn't trapped in a cupboard. But I think
that's true,
not.
Yeah.
She'd probably get out of that cupboard.
I think so.
Yeah.
Probably with ingenuity.
Probably.
Or an old meme.
Or a kick.
A kick would do it too, wouldn't it?
Kick could get you right out of
there.
Yes. So I think they're really good posters. Mm. It's as I've mentioned in the last trailer breakdown, I maybe did. I don't know. I don't really remember anything before Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
But I forgot what I was going to say.
Was it about the Avengers? Shuri, Endgame.
Well, they've run out of footage.
To deliver. Well, good, because the movie's coming out almost immediately.
And we saw that thing how the directors have said that they're like the trailers are purposefully misleading
it's
and
coming
whatever.
Out in less than 1 month.
It's less than 1 month now.
Mm.
So I'm glad, though. Good. I mean... Mm-hmm. You know, in an age where there's too many bloody movie trailers spoiling whatever's happening,
yes.
This seems the opposite of that.
Mm.
Yeah. And also it's on track to be like the biggest movie ever or one of or whatever. Though nothing will ever beat Avatar somehow.
Because of inflation, probably.
Because of inflation.
The answer's inflation, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see also the news that Angelina Jolie is in talks for The Eternals?
Oh,
as one of the Eternals.
One
Which
of the
one?
Eternals? Probably one of the lady ones.
Oh, well, maybe.
But I mean, you know, the Doctor Strange proved anybody can play anybody.
Anybody can be anybody.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to look up the Eternals.
And what am I going to do?
Just sit there. Just luxuriate. Take
God,
a breath.
Please. Yeah. I haven't spoken this long in maybe ever. No, I do this every week, don't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you do. It's true, yeah. Here we go.
What do we got?
Here's the Eternals roster. Oh, she's probably Cersei.
Which one's that?
Cersei. So all the Eternals basically have the same power set. So they're all like, they're basically, you can't kill them unless you like destroy all their molecules and like they can shoot lasers and they can like fly and they're, you know, they're bloody, they can transmute matter and they can make force fields and they can teleport and they can do all the good stuff, reading minds, whatever.
Okay.
Illusions.
Yeah, illusions.
So they've got heaps of stuff, but some of them, like a lot of them specialize.
Right.
So Cersei is like transmuting. She's like, and they're also sort of based on mythological characters. So she's based on like the sorceress Cersei. So she can transmute objects and people.
But they can all do it.
They could all do it. Yeah, she's just really good at it.
Because they also mentioned that Hercules is going to be included as an openly gay character and probably cast as a gay actor, I'd imagine.
Cool.
Though we already had Hercules in a movie. He was in Hercules Legendary Journeys, obviously.
That's true, and he was in Hercules the Rock.
Then he was in Hercules the Rock.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also in Justice League. He's in that flashback.
Oh, he is too, yeah. Like,
let's get all these bugs off this fucking planet, yeah?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
You got some lightning, got some big punches, let's do it. There's three Green Lanterns. Oh, wait, there's two Green Lanterns now. One of them's dead.
One of them's dead, yeah. So that's all. That's very interesting. Yeah, we still have to see how Endgame wraps up to kind of what's the next step, you know what I mean? Where we're going to be going in this universe.
Probably the Eternals.
Probably the Eternals, man. That's what I think, too.
Yes.
Both of us think that.
Yes.
What other news do you news? I have some more news.
Okay, do you have more news?
But if you want to do some more news also.
Let me see if I've got any more news.
Well, look, if you've got news, that would be great for the news segment.
For the news segment of the show, yeah.
Yeah, man.
No, we don't have any more news for
that's bloody typical,
because, isn't it though? Yeah.
Well, I was just gonna say, because there's big Star Wars news this week.
Oh,
you were gonna sneak through this Star Wars news free if I wasn't here.
That's correct. Yeah, I would have. Because otherwise, I'm gonna have to be like, because what if there's a guest host here and I'm like, well, the thing, well, what happens is James will say this Star Wars news and I'll go, oh no, I hate Star Wars news. And the guest host will be like, why do you do that? And they'll be like, it's just a thing. It's a thing we do now. There's too much Star Wars news. They're like, I don't really pay attention to Star Wars news. And I'll be like,
that means you're the authority then.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So, cool.
Cool.
Yes.
I can't believe you're going to thought you could get away
tried
with it.
Tried to sneak out. Tried to sneak out.
Yeah. So, you might have seen that there's a few leaked images, one of which was a Episode 9 poster. That might have been just a promo poster for Star Wars Celebration. Do you have an image of that you can image up?
Probably can find it.
Probably to bloody find it, mate. Yeah. But Mark Hamill says it's fake, right? He's like, it doesn't look real to me.
Yep.
But also, Disney went around removing it from a bunch of sites.
Oh.
So that to me says that it is probably not fake.
Ooh. Let's have a bit of a. Is that the one that has C-3PO and he's
holding
Chewbacca's bowcaster potentially?
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
I've seen that poster.
And
yeah.
people are like, what's that about?
Yeah.
And the truth is.
Yes.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Maybe he's shooting a tracking beacon.
Could be shooting a tracking beacon.
Or just shooting someone else.
Could be like, shooting a person, yeah.
Could be shooting a person.
Yeah.
That's the thing, they shot people before, that's fine.
Do we have some mysterious characters here? Do we have the Knights of Ren?
Looks like there's Knights of Ren, there's Red Stormtroopers, there's Rego Stormtroopers.
Who is this person to the right of Oscar Isaac?
The Fishman?
To the left of Oscar Isaac.
The Squiggly Fishman?
I don't think it's a Squiggly Fishman, it's more, it looks like a lady.
Oh, I think that's the Kerry Russell character.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I can tell
Felicity.
Felicity.
Yeah, cool.
She keeps all her beautiful curly hair in the back of the helmet.
Ah, good call. Yep.
Got it all up in
there.
Don't
have to be vulnerable there.
You got X-Wings, Y-Wings. I don't think we've seen. Did you see the Fishman on the other side? He's got a big old
I see the Fishman. He's all like, whoa! What's going on?
You know what's interesting? Who's not there? Rose Tico's not there.
Rose Tico's not there? That's true.
She's maybe not going to play a big role in this one.
You know who's not there?
Darth Vader.
I was going to say Darth Vader.
Vader's not there.
Yeah, he's not there.
Well, neither's Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, neither's Dexter Jetster.
Why would that? What?
Yeah. We don't know how long he lives.
Isn't he the linchpin of this universe?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
That's weird.
That's right. I mean, his cafe expanded into the world, the universe's biggest franchise. So that's where everybody eats, you know?
Dexter's Jetstar,
exactly.
That makes sense to me.
That's right.
There you go. Did you see the other promo image, though? This has got a whole lot of characters lined up.
Oh, yes.
I'll try and send it over to you if I can.
Oh, use an airdrop.
I don't know what that is.
No, okay, fine.
I mean, I know what it is, but I'm just not going to do it.
Okay, good. You don't have your phone there anyway.
I absolutely don't have my phone here. This means that it's all ramping up, because in 2 weeks, it's Star Wars Celebration. It starts on like the 13th.
Okay.
And Star Wars Celebration.
I'll have my gallbladder removed then.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's your favorite time of the year, because it's strictly Star Wars news.
Great.
It'll be a Star Wars-based episode.
Uh-huh.
It'll be a Star Wars. Oh, no, images removed by Disney from this site.
Ooh.
Wow. Boo.
A boo indeed.
Okay. We see a Lando. We see a fancy new Lando.
He's
got a walking cane like me.
Oh, relatable.
Relatable.
Oh, I see this thing. Yeah, okay. All right.
See him standing in a row?
Sort of. Is it this thing?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at a thing, so I'm seeing a Lando there, so don't even worry about it. I'm seeing a fresh new Lando.
All right, I'm going to send it over to you.
All right. I'm seeing a fresh new look for Oscar Isaac. I'm seeing the guy who's like, whoa.
Is he there too?
Yeah. He's down the bottom.
Fisho Magisho.
Yeah, Fisho Magisho. He looks more like a slug. Doesn't have any arms or legs.
Okay, there you go.
He's got legs.
Check your Twitter.
Oh.
DMs.
Check the DMs.
Slide into your bloody DMs, mate.
All right, here we go.
Now, that expression, you familiar with it?
Yeah, I'm very familiar.
Very familiar?
Marginally familiar.
Sound very familiar to me.
Yeah, okay, all right. All of them standing in a row.
So what do we got? We got Lando, but he looks like he's wearing more of the bloody Donald Glover kind of
It does, too. Yeah, it does, yeah. Doesn't it? Yeah, he's busted that out of mothballs. He's lost some weight, and he's like, put on me old cape.
It's time to feel good about myself again.
We've got a Chewbacca.
Just the same.
We've got Rey.
Reforged lightsaber.
Blue lightsaber.
Broken half, and now it's back. And she's wearing more white.
Yes.
I like Poe Dameron's bloody Uncharted outfit.
It's good.
Nathan Drake's.
He's got a neckerchief.
Yes. Bloody John Boyega is also in a new outfit.
Yes. There's Felicity.
That's Felicity. She's got all her hair in the back bit.
Yep.
And that last character is apparently Naomi Aki. She's Gianna. I don't know. So there you go.
Very cool.
Look, it's just I'm happy there's more Star Wars news and there can continue to be every
well,
week.
Well, I'm unhappy, as is my role in this show. I'm not happy about it.
All right, it's time for an ad. And what better way to talk about an ad than ask each other what we love most about Shaving with Harry? So I'll ask you first.
I like the fact it's like a device, and it's got a sharp edge on it, and you can put it on your, the skin near your face, which has, hair on it.
Yes.
And the sharp edge removes the hair.
That's interesting.
Through some sort of scientific process I don't understand. Friction?
Friction.
That's right. That's what I like about it. Other objects can't do with. Even other sponsored objects we have. My watch here. Look at
this. You've tried them all.
Look at this. Hair staying
ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Man.
Thank God probably two college kids put together Harry's Razors, the company.
That's exactly what happens because the founders, they were tired of paying for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned.
Mm.
And they knew a great shave doesn't need to have gimmicks like a vibrating head or a flex ball or look like a watch.
It tells the time, don't need it.
Don't need it.
You know what? I know what time it is. As soon as I pick up my Harry's Razor, it's shaving my face time.
It's shaving your face time. They combine simple
clean. That's not related to FaceTime.
No, right? That's a different...
It's a different product.
Yeah.
Harry's razors don't have FaceTime.
They absolutely
Nor
don't.
Should they.
They've combined simple, clean design with durable blades at a fair price because they did buy that world-class factory in Germany that have been making quality blades for 95 years, and there's 20,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot and Google.
That's almost too many.
Almost.
Mm.
But how many is too many? 25,000?
25,000.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Harry's replacement cartridge is also $2 each, and that's half the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield, which, as we said last time we did the sponsor, this particular sponsor. What is that?
They used to say, we don't even know what it is. And many ads prior, they're like, don't mention any competitors. But now they're like, we're in a position to crush the competitors.
To do what you can.
We've got the confidence now.
I don't even understand those words. They don't even make any sense together.
That's probably a razor that tells the time.
Also, a shield. Do you want that on a razor?
No.
You want it getting up close on your face.
Yeah.
You don't want it some kind of barrier between you and anyway.
Ridiculous.
All Harry's blades come with 100% quality guarantee. And if you don't love the shave, let them know and they give you a full refund. Actually, you can get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. That's weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. And listeners of this show can redeem their trial at harrys.com/weeklyplanet. Make sure you go to harrys.com/weeklyplanet to redeem your offer and let them know that we sent you to help support the show.
No one else sent you.
That's right.
Don't let anybody
specifically
claim
us. Yeah. You don't need to tell them specifically that we sent you. I mean, you could tell them on Twitter. Sometimes people do.
That's true.
But by putting in harrys.com/weeklyplanet, that's you telling them.
They'll know
that
from
we
that.
Sent you.
How else would you know that?
And nobody else
How
sent
else
them.
Would you put in a random URL, you know, at the end and just random selection of letters?
It's not going to work.
We've told you how to do
that's
that.
That's right. That's linked below, though. And on with the show.
Ooh.
You know what, Mason?
Yes.
It's the... Oh, any more news?
That's all the news I have.
Good, me too. Us was a movie.
It absolutely was.
It's a horror movie. Yes. Came out last week everywhere in the world except here, but it came out here now. So now it's out here everywhere in the world. It's everywhere that counts.
Yeah.
Huge opening weekend, 70 million weekend in the US, much bigger than they thought, or maybe as good, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
It's over 100 million in the US alone already and 128 worldwide.
Oh.
So it's a massive, massive horror opening.
Yeah.
Comparable to that of the Halloween sequel.
Halloween sequel.
Mike Myers.
Halloween.
Is he running or is he not? He must be running. So yeah. Look, it's Jordan Peele's new thing. Is he doing The Twilight Zone also?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Is he mostly narrating it? Probably.
Seems that way, doesn't it? Yeah. Is he mostly standing on football fields and narrating things? Yes, he is.
Yes,
good
he is.
Cast. Look at the. Have you seen the
amazing
bloody cast?
Yeah, I've seen some of the trailers.
Adam Scott's
as well.
In that cast. Seth Rogen's in that cast.
Kumail Nanjiani is in
cast.
That cast. Yeah, they're all in the cast.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think sometimes their hubris will be their undoing?
Absolutely.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Comeuppance. Do you know they also bring back amazing stories? They're doing all these...
Remember that one?
Yeah, I remember. They're doing all these anthology series.
I hope that every episode of the new Twilight Zone ends with somebody... Like, they sit down and they go, oh, finally I can read, but I've broken my glasses. That's every episode.
No matter what it is prior to that. Uh-huh. Great.
Yeah. Or whatever the plot is, they go, the plot winds up and then they look to the side and they look and they're looking out a window and it's a plane window and there's a gremlin on the wing.
And they're like, here we go again.
Yeah. I think that's the Outer Limits, but whatever.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever.
Anyway, is it the Outer Limits?
That episode, the one with William Shatner.
I thought that was Twilight Zone, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Someone will tell us.
No one will tell us.
Okay.
Mason, what do you think the story was?
Oh, no.
No pretense. Okay. Let's
get right into it.
I think I'd forget leading up to it, like what I was doing.
Yeah, so exactly. So the funny thing, you try weird circuitous routes to get to the end of it, and you're like, I'm really tricking him. And then you just wander off. And you'd be like, we're still doing the James. Jeff's come back. Okay, so it's a family.
Yep.
They're going to the beach house.
Yep.
They're hanging out. They're going to want to have a great time at the beach house. But then there's a people appear in the driveway. It's the family again. What happened?
What does happen?
Terror. And horror.
And intrigue. And sci-fi?
Jumpsuits.
Maybe jumpsuits.
Golden shears? Symbolic,
yes.
Yeah.
We just saw this. I just saw it today. You just saw it today. I feel like this is something I probably would have liked to have sat on for a few more days.
Yeah, right.
Before jumping into it, especially because my brain doesn't work at the moment.
That's right.
But what did you think of it?
I liked it. And I liked it from moment to moment. Like every moment is good. Like it's a relatable, fun family. And they've got a good dynamic. And like the characters... Because I don't think it'd spoil anything to say that there's a good family and then the
well, it's in the trailer.
Yeah, and the new family's an evil family.
Why don't we say everything in the trailers we'll talk about?
Yeah, for sure.
Because that premise is
there's a regular family and there's a twisted version of the family.
Yes.
And I like the like Lupita Nyong'o's. Like, she's basically unrecognizable as the twisted version of her. Like, that's a really good performance. There are some other characters. There are some great performances. I like the family's great. I think there's some really tense moments in this movie.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know what it's about.
Do you mean like the message?
Thematically, what is this movie
about? Yeah, maybe a class system?
I think it's about classism. I think it's about forgetting. Like, it's about if you're in a nice situation in life, you forget about the little people.
Sure.
I think it might be, like Get Out, it might be about the black experience in America.
Yeah.
But I think it's... I think the message got a little bit muddled. I think this one is more about the narrative and less about... Like, I don't think the themes are as woven into the narrative as with Get Out, the previous movie.
I wonder if that was intentional, though, so you could interpret it any number of ways. Because it feels because a lot of this is so... A lot of the symbolism, it seems... Everything feels very intentional. So I do wonder whether that was... This isn't specifically about one thing. You can take from it whatever you
want. And also, I guess Jordan Peele doesn't want to be the guy who's known for doing 10 Get Outs.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't want it to be like... He doesn't want everybody to be like... Okay, like, he doesn't want to Shyamalan it. He doesn't want everybody to be like, okay, now what's going to happen? Okay, we've got the setup. Where's the turn in this? What's going to happen now? You know? So this is more of a... standard issue horror movie, I feel, with some social
twists
commentary sprinkled into it.
Yeah, right, okay. Mm. You mentioned the family, though. I thought that was such a great aspect of it because a lot of times in movies, and horror movies for me in particular, I don't care about anybody in this.
Yes.
I don't care who's chasing them or if they're going to get stabbed or whatever.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But when you're like, oh, I like these guys.
Exactly.
It makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
And it also makes a difference for people who get killed who you don't like. So you're kind of like, good. You know what I mean? Or like, I don't care about that as much.
Speaking of, we have Shahadi Joseph as Zora, who's the daughter.
Yeah.
She's the two versions of her are
She's
terrific.
She's very good.
She's great as well. But Winston Duke and Evan Alex also.
M'Baku's
back, baby.
Also, her dad is, I don't know his real name, but her dad is Black Manta.
Also, so we have a flashback.
Yes.
The film opens on a flashback of Lupita Nyong'o's character.
It's the 80s,
she was
baby.
A kid, and her dad in that is Black Manta.
Yeah.
Young Black Manta, not Dad Manta.
Not Dad Manta.
Not Dad Manta, okay.
But if they did bring him back, they could have got Dad Manta.
Could have got Dad Manta, exactly.
To bring him back for the modern day.
Yeah, right.
For a second, I thought, was this whole thing set in the 80s? Because then you can just go, no cell phones, don't worry about it.
That's true, yeah. Uh-huh.
But it kind of, it's one of those movies where they write out cell phones very convincingly. So you're not like...
Why aren't they exactly, yeah.
Oh, it's not even like, the signal's not whatever.
Yeah.
There's an explanation and it's not... They don't beat you over the head with it of why.
Yeah, but if you think about, like, they don't say, I can't get a signal because blah, but later on you'll go, oh, of course they didn't call, they couldn't call the police or whatever.
Exactly.
Because
Everyone was a ghost.
Yes.
That's the twist.
Yeah.
Speaking of twists, though, we won't talk twists. Everyone's probably seen this. But spoilers. We'll clearly mark spoilers when that's happening. So this isn't your kind of slasher... We were talking about it briefly before the show with me, you, and Claire's mom.
Oh, yeah, we did that.
And it's not your...
No. There is violence in it.
Yes.
And it's quite... There's a lot of blood.
Yeah.
But it's also... It's not... We're not taking joy in it, I don't think.
And you don't see, like, knives going in and...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And whatever. Like, you know, people get mashed by, like, propellers and scissors and whatever, but you don't really see... A lot of it.
Yeah, that's true. It is. It's more a classic. It's not a gore fest. If you want a suspenseful horror movie, that's what you're going to get with this. Yeah.
Though I do find with stuff like this, like, I think it's fine. And then I'll sit with, like, Claire. And she's like, this is horrific. And I'm like, oh, that's right. Because I'm not a normal person.
You've been desensitized to this.
But it's not like a Hostel or like a Jason or whatever, any of those things, I guess.
Yeah,
what
right.
I'm trying to say. Yeah.
I
thought this movie did a really good job of building tension.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of twists where it goes. So the family shows up and you're like, is this going to be an hour of the family being chasing the other family? Uh-huh. And it takes a... I mean, there is that.
Yes.
But it takes...
If you want that, you are going to get
it. You're definitely going to get it. But it takes direction from there in a way that I didn't expect.
Yeah, right.
And I'm not 100% sold on the premise. And I don't know whether it's one of those things where... Because I think I'd just seen it where half of me is like, you can just go with this and it's fine.
Yeah.
And the other half of me is just like... Wait, what?
The mechanics
behind this are mind-boggling. So I think to enjoy this, you kind of have to be able to accept it.
Yeah, right.
And I'm not quite sure where I fall on that.
Yet. I think that in a lot of ways, this movie raises it makes you think.
Obviously,
thematically, you know, it's about xenophobia and fear, the fear of the other. But isn't it? It's us, isn't it? But also. I think just in terms of the narrative and how all this came to be, I think it raises way more questions than it answered. So if you're like, okay, I'm going to come into this and I'm going to learn everything about where's the family, you know, it doesn't quite answer.
I think the problem is as well, because towards the end, it goes out of its way to overly explain, or not just at the end, like throughout, about what is happening.
Yeah, right.
And I think it gives you too much information where you go, okay, you told me that, but what about that? And then if they explain that, you're like, well, that's okay, but what about this?
Right, uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So I feel like if they had have left some of this stuff vaguer, then you just kind of go, well, it could be any number of things. And it's an unlimited amount of scenarios, and I'm not really sure which one
For sure.
But that being said, it didn't really, again, it's the kind of, the performances and the characters, and particularly that family dynamic, and it's quite funny as well in
parts.
Yeah,
for sure, uh-huh, yeah.
That's what kind of got me through this. I ended up quite enjoying it overall, but I don't know how I'm going to feel about it in, like, say, a week or a year.
Right. Uh-huh.
From there. Yeah.
I might give it a second viewing and see how I feel about it afterwards. Knowing where it's going to go.
Yeah.
I might give it a rewatch and A, see if it holds up logically.
Yes.
And B,
which I don't think it does, but I don't know if that matters, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't think it matters either. Yeah.
And I'm not really one of those people like, we'll just put everything aside or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I guess it depends on how much you can enjoy
it. Yeah. And you know what? Here's the thing. It took a chance. It took a bunch of chances, and it's an original concept. It isn't a Halloween remake. It's not Jason 12 or whatever.
It's not a spooky, like, there's a ghost and get your paranormal people to come in and get this bloody demon out of my bloody child or whatever.
Exactly.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah. That's happening because it's cheap.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You can just have some stuff slide across the room and everyone freaks out, or a candle goes out, or... whatever those movies are about. I don't watch any of them.
Yeah. This does have some fires going off and off and
off
on.
Off and on and
so,
such, yeah.
So
absolutely.
If you're after that, you're in for a treat.
Mate, you're going to love it.
I'm going to say best movie ever.
I'm also going to say best movie ever.
Let's
would you say you enjoyed it more than Get Out?
I think I like Get Out more.
Me too.
Mm,
yeah.
Yeah.
But some of this was in the 80s. Does that sway you in any way?
I love the 80s.
Do you really?
I like some elements of the 80s. Okay. I think I like the 80s more than when I lived in the 80s.
Yeah, well, what did we see? We didn't get any of the good parts of the 80s, did we?
I don't think we did, no.
You know, we just got, I don't know, just the mostly shit
Paul
stuff.
Hogan. We just got Paul Hogan.
No, I just meant as a kid, you don't kind of, you don't like, you don't, you're not in the culture of it.
No, that's true. We couldn't even buy ourselves a Corvette and drive around and have our mullet blow in the breeze. We could have the mullet. What's the point of a mullet if you can't have it blow in the breeze behind the wheel of your Corvette, you know?
You couldn't even try any of that sweet 80s cocaine, which probably doesn't exist anymore.
That's exactly right.
Okay, yeah. Spoilers.
Okay, where do you want to start?
Okay, so the premise of this, I guess, in general, is that under America...
Oh, actually, before we go to that, do you think that this could help create a Jordan Peele shared cinematic universe?
Well, people have said that it is connected to
Get Out
somewhere.
Because it's weird, because, again, this wasn't... We went into this not knowing what the thing... Given that there were, you know, golden shears and all that sort of stuff, I'm like, well, this might be some sort of magical universe. This might be a parallel universe or something like that, you know, a magical portal. But this is like... Again, this is science gone haywire. Similar to spoilers for Get Out.
Apparently there are connections. Like I read like a headline that was like the ambulance is connected to whatever.
Oh, okay.
I don't have time to read into it.
Right,
But I also, if this is a shared universe, a lot of people in America are dead. So it's like, because you'd have to start the next movie, it's like, so the events of the, you know,
what happened?
But now there's a new threat.
There's
a different science, or maybe it's a ghost this time.
Yeah, right.
I wonder. It doesn't seem like he is interested in kind of supernatural,
not yet
stuff. Yeah, yeah, right. At this point at least.
Uh-huh.
But basically, if you haven't seen it, which you probably have,
I've seen it.
I know you have.
Cool.
Under America is a series of tunnels which they tell you about at the start.
Yeah, right.
Which they probably shouldn't have, because at the start they're just like, there's tunnels under America. Don't look in them. What's in there?
Who
don't
knows?
Know. Nobody knows, but they're definitely under there.
Don't look in there, though.
Yeah.
And maybe then, that was... I feel like that may have been added in by a producer who's like, people aren't going to get this if you don't... people are going to be surprised by the tunnels if you don't say there's tunnels ahead
But then
of
when the family like turns up and she sees a version of herself in the hall of mirrors or whatever, I'm immediately like, well, they're tunnel people. Because otherwise I'd be like, is this another dimension? Is this like a cloning facility? What is this?
Yeah. And in a way, it was a cloning facility.
In a way, it was exactly that.
So the premise, from what I can remember, so the government, as a means of attempting to control the public, they created an experiment where they duplicated millions of people.
Literally everyone, it seems.
Not everyone in America, but a lot of people in that. Is it everybody? I think it might be.
Well, it's hands across America.
That's true.
And it goes from the Twin Towers to...
Yeah,
the big old red bridge.
Did they all walk? We don't know how much time passed. Do we know how? Maybe they all walked from the town. I got the impression that it was maybe the experiment started under that town, but maybe not.
I thought because there were like those tunnels all over America.
Oh yeah, that could be true.
Literally.
Oh, so it's countrywide
because they're talking about controlling the nation.
Yeah, that's true.
They wouldn't be like, we controlled 60,000 people.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's not really
enough.
Well,
you test it first, don't you? You test it with 60,000
first.
Well,
that's probably true also.
So anyway, so they duplicate, they find a way, and it's not important why, but they find a way to duplicate a bunch of people.
Yep.
But whatever method means there's only one soul, or that the two beings are connected. So when people move around in the above ground, the people... The clones move around below ground.
And I guess the idea was to have it be the opposite, where you could influence the clone and then
the person upstairs would
vote for Reagan or whatever they were wanting to do in the 80s.
Yeah.
Or it was before the 80s, presumably.
Yeah, right.
It was well back.
Mm.
But it also depends on... So you end up with marrying or having a child with the person who above ground does. I'm sure...
Yeah, they just link them together. Yeah, right.
But then that means that you also end up having that exact child. Like the chances... Like the sperm and egg scenario.
We've
talked about this before.
No, but see, I understand that because it's not... We're not saying it's a DNA duplicate necessarily. Right. It's just a duplicate.
Okay.
So it's... Again, maybe it is magic, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe maybe it's an amulet that did it all. Maybe that the government found an amulet.
Do you reckon they found an amulet?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, this is why I feel like they explained... They overly explain, but then in doing so...
Oh, that didn't even occur to me.
It's like, is it an amulet?
Right. I just went, okay, well, don't... Just assume that this... Because the government, in a way, are the bad guys. And the bad guys, the rules don't apply as much.
Yeah, right.
To the good... Like, if the good guys did this, I'd be like, well, how come the exact... But if this one, I'm like, well, okay, we'll just say that the duplicates...
The way that they're linked.
The way that maybe happens. there's a device and it creates a field, yeah. And then the duplicates are exactly the same. The duplicate kids are, yeah, exactly the same.
Or I'd even say, you know, because if there's souls in this universe, that means there's some element of faith and magic.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
And religion, or whatever you want to call it. So
I can deal with that.
Yeah, it just results in then you having the same child.
Exactly.
But then this question's like, and again, I don't really think that this ultimately matters.
Yeah.
But they're all wearing identical clothes. So it was whoever was controlling the facility gave just a whole lot of clothing storage, like stores that you could.
I don't think that they were. I don't know. I don't think they were identical. I think
I feel
they were
like
just.
They were for
I
a
think
lot of
a lot.
Them.
I think a lot of them were just quite similar. And also, like, most people don't have a million changes of clothes.
Coincidence. No, I'm saying,
yeah.
I know. I understand that, but I just feel like I don't understand. Like, because the little girl is wearing the same clothes as the little girl, like in the 80s.
That's
and
true.
The,
yeah.
The parents are wearing the same thing.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth.
Uh huh.
I just feel like. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
It's a little...
Well, if we're going to nitpick, where'd the jumpsuits come from?
Well, that's the other thing.
Did they build the...
Okay,
So
what I thought was, because it's a government facility, it was the people who used to work there.
Oh, they killed them all, maybe.
Yeah, they killed them all. They left.
Yeah,
and so
right.
They've just got...
millions of red jumpsuits.
100 million red jumpsuits or whatever.
Right, yeah.
Or they snuck up and got them.
Yeah, okay.
Because you could. You could walk around up, you know, above ground,
absolutely,
I guess, for a lot of
I could.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I don't understand why they just stayed down there. But then there's also questions of, like, where are these rabbits coming from? And rabbits breed like rabbits. So I guess it's just, there'd be people down there who can, you know, your job is, there's this mindless zombie person. You just put rabbits in cages and, breed rabbits or whatever.
Yeah.
So also, I don't understand how nobody could find those tunnels because they're not that well hidden.
That's true. Yeah.
You just kind of, you'd open a door and there's an escalator. And then
you'd go
like,
into a hall of mirrors and you'd find the door.
The door. Yeah, so I don't know. And then there's also like, where do you get the DNA for like 100 million people to clone them?
It's an amulet.
Oh, yeah, it's an amulet.
It's an amulet. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah. But look, I think any of these things matter, which is weird because, like, with Split, I feel like a lot of this stuff mattered immensely to me.
Yeah.
But with this, Split, Glass, Unbreakable Man,
whichever,
whatever the last one was.
Yeah.
I feel like the premise of that just fell down for me so hard.
Yeah.
And this has the same amount of plot holes, if not more, but it bothers me much less.
Okay. Yeah. All right. No, I get it. Mm. Yeah. I think the plot holes in Glass are worse.
Like, that's probably true. Yeah, yeah, but most of my plot holes are like logistics.
Yeah, exactly. How did the guy run from there to there?
Yeah,
exactly.
All
right, let's talk about the second twist.
Yes.
Okay.
I saw this one coming long way back. Yeah. Okay. But that's the main character.
So Lupita Nyong'o's character, who we've been following throughout the course of the movie, we assume she is being pursued by a grown-up version of the girl she met. In the fairground in the Hall of Mirrors, but actually we discover later that they switched places in 1986.
Yes.
So the character we've been following is the clone, is the duplicate version.
It's the evil Bart Simpson living in the attic.
Yes, that's
story.
True.
That's what
exactly.
It is.
Yeah. So she is okay. My question is, I think is, has she known the whole time?
Yes,
she has.
I think she has.
So her, and that's why
she's fearing the repercussions of her actions,
and she is fearing being returned to that.
Yes,
that being killed, obviously, but also being returned to that.
Because I don't think necessarily that any of these people, above or below, or good or bad.
Yes,
I think they can make choices. Like the clone of her that got out and replaced her herself.
And the clones, that's what they want. They want the ability to make choices.
Yes,
not have to keep just slamming into walls forever.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I feel like the fact that she came out and she's protecting her family and all of those things, I don't think that makes her a bad person for the choices that she made. And maybe she was initially for strangling that kid and dragging them in.
Yeah, right.
Down, but I think over the years, she realized her actions and then thought there may very well be repercussions for what I've done.
Yes, exactly.
And then on the flip side of that, the original version of her has obviously, from going down there, has become twisted over time.
Yes.
Into this lunatic. Or maybe she always was, and that kind of helped bring it out more.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
But from when she's a little girl and they're like, she hasn't been talking or whatever. And then when they come up, she's the only one that talks out of all the clones.
That's true.
The rest of them just scream at each other.
Yeah.
So that to me was like, well.
Oh, you're a real detective.
I'm a real detective.
You?
I'm a real 80-year-old Batman.
Jordan Peele, watch out, because James is going to come and figure out all your movies from this point forward.
But when it.
He's going to figure out all your Twilight Zone episodes. He's going to be like, it's the Bart episode, it's the Bart in the Attic episode.
But
I know.
When the twist came around, it didn't bother me. I wasn't like, saw that coming.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was good. It was a nice, I thought it was a nice payoff to what had came before it.
Yeah, right.
Did you also feel that way?
I also felt that way, and I loved it.
And then there's a bit of a bloody dance. Because then, okay, because then you get the flashback of her being a ballerina in the hallway or whatever. Because I'm like, where'd you get that bloody ballerina outfit from? Leotard, I think called.
Mm-hmm.
Again, logistics.
Logistics, yeah.
Exactly. But I think they could all have just been in just jumpsuits. I don't think they needed to have the identical clothing is what I'm saying.
I guess that's probably true, yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just how she remembers it.
Well, that's also possible too, because the mind is a fickle and funny old thing, isn't it?
It sure is.
There you bloody
the mind's a real jar of badges, isn't
it? Yeah.
Going all over the place.
But that also means that her kids are half weird underground clone people.
That's true.
And I wonder if that played into their personality or their propensity to survive and kill. And
actually, you know what? He did have some inkling she was the bad one, because she does sort of, she get when she's killing people, especially when she's killing the clone, she makes the noise and she sort of gets pre-verbal kind of thing. So, okay, yeah.
You bloody go.
Yeah.
Is there more of a disconnect between you and your clone as you get older? Because the boy and his clone, they were linked. And
they can mirror,
But the other ones,
not so much.
Not so much.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Or maybe the other ones had... Maybe it's the older ones have trained themselves to break. Because, you know, she was like, this is our big plan. We've been working on it a long time. Maybe they've... Because she's the one who was independent of her clone.
Yeah.
So maybe she was the one who was like, okay, she could go around to all the adults and be like, break your programming kind of thing. So maybe she spent years teaching them all not to mirror their clone.
Yeah, well, it seems that way, yeah. I just think they all should have been in red jumpsuits the whole time.
Yeah, no,
would have made more sense.
Right. Or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also little things that I quite
those like. Little crop tees
that
everybody wore in the 80s.
That's right.
While you roller skated, you know?
You know the kid's doing the magic trick.
Yeah.
And he'd kind of, maybe that's why the clone version of him had the burnt face, because he couldn't light it. But that kid was probably underground just burning his face the entire
absolutely,
time.
Yeah, that's right.
What about Tim Heidecker and Elizabeth Moss?
Good, and I'm glad they died.
And their daughters too.
Yeah.
That was the moment where, because when that family gets murdered, you're like, oh, this is bigger than four people.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's
how
the turn
big
it
does
takes.
This go?
Yeah.
You know, so it was also, I feel like there was definitely a relief in, as the movie went along, when a person was able to kill the version of themselves.
Yes.
Then you're kind of safe. You're like, well, this is the one gunning for me.
Yeah,
like the
right,
other ones I can handle, but the one who's exactly like me is very upsetting.
That's very true, Yeah, I could kill the rest of my family, but I couldn't kill a dude who looks like me. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Is that it, though?
I think that's pretty much it. Good movie.
I think, like you, I need to see it again. And also, I want to see what he's doing next.
Yeah.
What's he up to?
Mm.
Is he going to do a sequel? Yeah. I think it's going to be one of those... There's very tenuous links, but
it's
going to
be a they're going to Cloverfield it, but better. I
you mean
hope.
They'll do two good ones and a bad one?
Two good ones and a bad one. So here we go.
Here we go. Yeah.
Also, apparently, Hands Across America didn't make a lot of money
because it was just people holding hands.
Pretty much, yeah. Apparently, it made like hang on, I'll have a look, but I think it was like it made like $35 million, but then minus operating costs, it made like $15 million.
Of course,
or something
it did,
because
you needed the people out there to make sure everyone was holding hands.
Exactly. What if people weren't holding hands?
Yeah, that's really important to me.
Mm.
Seems like a dumb concept, anyway.
Yeah, $15 million. $34 million, 15 after operating costs.
Was there a lot of shit like that in the 80s? Because like Live Aid and stuff like that.
I think
that.
So, yeah.
Just these like huge gestures. Yeah. What do we get? Coney?
We get Coney 2012. He's still out there, probably. Do you think Coney's living under your house?
Coney?
Yeah.
Yeah, you better
Coney 2012.
I'd rather that than another version of me.
I guess that's true,
I could kill Coney.
Yeah.
But I couldn't... Because that version of me probably doesn't have five holes in them.
No, he does. He would. He had to do his own gallbladder removal.
Oh, I could probably do that then.
Oh, yeah.
You could sort that out in no time.
Yeah. He's weak as piss right now. You should get him.
You're right. Now's the prime opportunity.
That's right.
All right. Do you know what it's time for then?
Oh, is it time for what we're reading?
Yeah, what we're going to read.
We're going to read.
I'm doing the thing.
Know what I've been reading. Let me just have a quick look.
Well, we threw out last week about what people were reading
in
comics.
Yeah.
Did you get any interesting responses?
Let's find out. But we did do that, and I finally finished in hard copy Mr. Miracle, which I'd...
Wonderful.
I was a few issues behind, and I'm like, well, I better finish this.
I love that you're onto the bloody hard copies now, mate. I think that's great.
It's good.
Yeah.
It feels good.
What do you like about it in particular?
I liked how it was $45. I like that part.
Is he being sarcasmo? Or are you okay with it?
Oh, Could have been $30.
Yeah, sure.
$30 is
reasonable.
Well,
you could have waited, Mason.
I could have waited. I've waited long enough.
You just couldn't, could
you? I've waited long enough, all right?
Yeah, so there you bloody go.
Let's see. Do you have some recommendations there?
I don't in front of me because I put out on Twitter what we were going to talk about this week, and now they're all gone and flooded away.
Okay.
But let me double check for that.
Okay, let's have a quick look.
I think we got a whole bunch to the email if you want to dip into the old bloody email.
Okay, cool. In the meantime, here's a different email.
Okay.
Here's one for you. Here's a bloody email for you. Oh, actually, here's a question about Us. This is from Gregory Glanville.
All right.
I don't recall if you've seen Us. We'll get it together, mate. We have seen it.
Yeah, come on.
But if you have, do you think it would have done better as a Netflix-type series? It feels to me like this was the original plan, but I got cut into a movie.
Like an unfolding over a series. I think it definitely would have been discovered. I mean, if it was dumped at once, then it wouldn't have mattered. But if it went week to week, people would have figured it out.
Oh, okay,
everyone
right.
figures out everything.
That's true, yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it feels like it could be... I think it has some Walking Dead vibes to it.
Okay, yeah.
But maybe that's just, you know, zombie,
yes.
zombie-ish
zombie-ish
stuff. I don't know if it would survive as a...
Mm.
I don't. Is there enough...
Would it wear thin?
Would it wear thin and would people be asking too many questions
and then
about
it would
the
be
logistics?
Like, well, and then when they didn't answer all the questions, they'd be like, well, you didn't even tell us, was it an amulet or was it not?
Yeah, right, exactly, yes.
Yeah.
Precisely.
No, I think it didn't... No, it didn't feel that way to me.
Okay.
But that's not to say that other people don't think it feels like that.
Yeah.
As Gregory. Gregory?
Yes.
As Gregory said.
Yeah, he is.
Was it Gregory?
It was Gregory.
Gregory said.
Gregory.
I got a recommendation here from Benjamin King.
Okay.
I've been meaning to read this for years. I very much recommend a graphic novel called Mouse. It's M-A-U-S.
Oh, yeah, I know Mouse.
Great work based on the writer's father's experiences in Nazi Germany. I've been meaning to read this forever. So I think this is going to be the week when I'm feeling down and low and bad about myself.
Yeah, read a Holocaust allegory where the mice are Jews and the cats are Nazis.
Great.
Do that.
I do really want to read that, and I hopefully will soon. Yeah.
Very good.
Got any other recommendations from people who've what they've read or not reading?
No, I haven't got any.
Okay, because I'm sure they sent through a bunch to the Gmail. Okay. My email was pinging like a bloody...
Comic suggestion.
There we go.
Hi guys, this is from Simon Livingston Jar. If you haven't read it, I totally recommend Black Summer by Warren Ellis and Juan Rose Reap. I have read Black Summer.
I have not. What's Black Summer?
Black Summer is... Warren Ellis did three... He wrote three limited series about... They're about...
Syringes. Yes.
About like post-humanity and like people transforming themselves with like super science-y kind of stuff. He did this one. He did one called No Hero and he did one called Super God. And this
I've read
one,
Supergod.
Yeah, so this one is about it's about sort of prior to the series starting, these group of young people decide they're sick of crime in their city, so they like do all sorts of experiments on themselves to turn them into like grim Power Rangers style characters, and then they clean up the crime in their town, and then after some like triumphs and tragedies, they disband, except for one guy who keeps fighting crime like all around the world, and then one day he just walks into the White House and he kills the president. And so then like the rest of the team are like, okay, we have to go on the run now. Like they're going to try and track us down and murder us, but they also have to figure out why this guy killed the president.
Yes.
And they have to like re-team.
Is it, and it's like six issues or whatever?
Yeah, I think it's six, yeah.
What's that called again?
Black Summer.
I'm going to check that out. That sounds really good.
It's real good.
Very good.
Yeah.
What I haven't been reading but watching.
Oh, yes.
Every Friday on IGN, there's an Alien Anthology series of shorts that they're bringing out. They're like 10 minutes each.
Yes.
Fan-created but set their canon within the universe.
Cool.
First one's just come out.
We could have done one.
Not us.
Oh.
People...
We could have been the vending machine repairmen on the Nostromo.
Definitely.
Mm.
The first one was called Alien Contamination or Contaminant or something.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
It's one of those things where it's so low budget that it's kind of one room.
I didn't do the letters.
Oh, my God.
That's later, though.
That's later, yeah.
No, aren't we in letters now?
No, we're in what we're reading.
Oh, that's a relief. Whew.
Which one of us had their organs removed, Mason? I had all my organs removed.
Wow.
But no, so I would say keep track of these if you can, even if you hate IGN, because they're very interesting.
Mm.
Although I hope they will be. I enjoyed it more than I enjoyed the new Alien movies, at the very least, the last two, yeah. Anything else you're reading?
No, that's it, I think.
Great.
Yeah. Letters?
Well, if you want.
I feel we're kind of already in letters. I think we drifted into letters.
Drifted into recommendations.
Recommendations, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do letters now and see what happens.
I agree.
Okay. Classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. Another here right now, we're gonna do letters. I did think we were in letters.
That's okay.
We're now in letters. Now
we definitely
okay.
are. A lot of people asked us to talk about the Zack Snyder Justice League thoughts and et cetera. Mm-hmm. There's a video coming up later this week where we're going to discuss that at great length.
Oh, good.
So we thought, why do it here when we could do it at a later date?
Mm, exactly.
Yeah.
Here's a letter.
At first, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
That's the one if you
want to. That's right. I did ask you about letters, didn't I?
You did, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I apologize.
That's right. You had all your organs taken out.
That's true.
You're just a sack of sand now. You're like that Nazi in Hellboy.
Yes.
Because you're filled with sand and you're a Nazi.
Filled with sand. I'm Clockwork Man.
Yeah, and a Nazi.
Yes. Nazi. Hashtag weeklyplanetpod on Twitter as well.
This is from Jeremy Franklin.
Mm.
Nick and James, a friend of mine just moved from Kansas City to Melbourne. What are the most Melbourne things he could do? He says outside of the touristy things.
Skinny jeans. Roll yourself a cigarette.
Grow a big old beard.
Beard. Have a tiny little coffee.
Yep, have a tiny coffee. That's true. Yeah.
Be like, what's with this bloody weather?
We're pretty much describing just hipstery things to do, but that's...
Stand at your door, think about getting an umbrella. Do you take it with you? Because you don't want to take it and then have to carry it for
carry
no
around
reason.
An umbrella. So you're like, I won't carry an umbrella. And then you go outside. And then once you're precisely too far to go back to your house...
You're on the bus.
Starts raining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you do? Do you get another umbrella? Because you're like, well, I've already got seven.
Exactly. That's
this
right.
has happened to me multiple times.
Exactly. I'm just going to get this one and put it in the boot. And then later, I'm going to go out again, but I'm not going to take the car. So I'll need to buy it. Look, it's a nightmare.
Follow-up umbrella.
Have brunch.
Have a brunch.
Brunch is the best thing to do
Avo
in Melbourne.
Avo on toast.
Just find a nice place for brunch. There's so many brunch. Melbourne's the city of brunch, I feel.
I believe so, yes. I like the CBD a lot. I like all the different restaurants and cafes and et cetera. And I like seeing shows and things like that. And you do it more than me, but like comedy and...
Yeah, do that.
That
kind
of thing. It's the perfect time for it.
Great comedy venues all about the city. So go see some of those. So you see some of Carl Chandler's comedy venues.
Yes, that's right.
The European Beer Cafe, he does, and Spleen on a Monday.
That's right. And they're every week, not just comedy
every
festival
week, just that's
time.
That's exactly right. Yeah, do that. Also Skinny Jeans.
Skinny Jeans,
skinny
baby.
Skinny Jeans, yes.
Skinny as you
skinny
can get them.
All day.
When's that going to go the other way? It must be soon, right? I feel like that's coming.
Baggy jeans.
Yeah.
I think baggy jeans are coming back.
Oh, no. Hate baggy jeans.
Well, you don't have to wear them.
Well, I kind of do, don't I, Mason?
Well, I guess when your skinny jeans wear out, you'll have to buy some more jeans and they'll be baggy jeans.
That's right.
They?
I was very reluctantly brought into the skinny jeans game.
Yes, from your baggy jeans.
Yeah, but now I'm in them. I'm like, do I want to go back?
Yeah. You'd be like, I look great in these skinny jeans. I don't want to look ridiculous in these baggy jeans. And then later you'll be like, I don't have to go back to skinny jeans. Remember, look how ridiculous I looked in these skinny jeans.
Yeah, do you have any Melbourne things, Otis? I think Melbourne's not like a go and see the thing. It's more of a culture thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That sounds like a bit of a wank.
The Harry Potter musical, what is it? Theatre. What's
theater
the
show,
thing?
Yeah.
Theatre
show. You can get a ticket to that.
Yeah, right.
I booked mine like last August for this June. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. Just get brunch then.
Get brunch, mate.
Get brunch,
Get brunch and see out the morning.
Yes, exactly. That's
you know
right.
What I mean? See where the wind takes
you.
Yeah,
and if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes.
You're not bloody wrong, mate.
Ooh.
You could go to an IMAX movie.
That's true.
Do you want to see a big whale, but it's on a screen?
We've got you covered.
IMAX.
Yeah. IMAX, yeah.
I quite like the Melbourne Museum. I love the zoo.
Yeah, zoo's good.
Do people know that about me?
Do you love the zoo?
Probably
I think
not.
So.
Why would they?
No, they'd know that.
I love the bloody
love
zoo.
Love the zoo, good.
You going to come to the zoo with me and my family? We've talked about.
Okay.
My son's, hasn't he been like... asked you to come to the zoo? We talked about that recently.
I'll go to the zoo with him.
I thought we've talked about
it. Throw him in the lion pit. I don't care.
Don't do that.
No, I'm going to.
Don't do it.
I'm going to.
Okay. Some Charlie Newman. Don't do it, though.
I asked a friend of mine who works at the zoo, hey, if because the tiger pen, there's just like, there's a fence. It's quite a short fence.
Yeah.
And there's a moat. And then there's the tigers.
Yeah.
And I said, if somebody got some mincemeat and just threw it over to the tigers, how long would it be till security were called? Like, I know she was like 60 seconds. So.
Okay.
So maybe that's an activity we could try
Who's
out.
Who's watching that?
I don't know. That's a question. That's a question
good
I asked.
Question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you'd get sick of the zoo if you worked there? You probably would. But I love the zoo.
Okay. All right. Good.
Only if it's a nice zoo. I don't want none of this like little cages and shit.
Yeah.
I want big enclosures.
Yeah, I understand.
So big that you get there and you're like, where the fuck are the animals?
Yeah, they're hiding away.
They're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a double-edged sword.
It really is, isn't it?
It's from Charlie Newman.
Ooh.
One of the biggest clues a movie's going to suck is when the design is bad or disrespectful. I've found that nine out of ten, if the aesthetic sucks, the movie... I've found that 9 out of 10 times...
Yes.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
If aesthetics suck, the movie is going to suck. It's the first evidence that the producers didn't care or get it.
Oh.
Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Hashtag Sonic movie.
Oh, I see where you're going with that. Okay, the disrespectful design.
Yeah.
So this is, I guess, most pertinent to adaptations, I guess.
Yeah.
If you're like, yeah, give him weird little manicured hands.
Whatever.
Give him some big old
like
thighs.
You look at like Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yeah, right,
like,
exactly.
That's very good examples.
That's true, yeah.
Of yeah. such. Yeah, because I guess it's one of those things where it's either a case of, again, not caring or they think they know better. They're like, well, X-Men wear colorful costumes, but leather.
Leather's what we
Black
want.
Black leather. That's exactly, what, that's what people want. With motorcycle onesies or whatever.
That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think there's definitely some truth to this.
I think so too. Or like, no, and I think, again, it's the little things that make up a believable universe. And it's like, you know, if you see somebody's desk and it's like brand new books and like, you know, they've got a file folder of papers on their desk, but you can clearly see it's just a, you know, just a sheaf of brand new printer paper they've just shoved in there. It's clearly doesn't have anything on it.
Yes.
It's like, well, you don't care.
Well, that's
the things that I'll notice and will take me out of.
Yeah.
Or, and they still do, even in big budget movies, they do this, is the empty coffee cup. People are swigging from an empty coffee cup because they do the swig knowing there's nothing in there. So it looks like somebody's just like shoving boiling hot coffee in their face.
Put water in there.
Just put a warm water in there. Yes.
Also, maybe a warm salt water so you do a bit of a afterwards. Okay. You know what I mean? Like a bitter morning coffee.
How about a burning hot coffee? Put a burning hot coffee in there. Then they'll be like, ow.
You could probably get a coffee boy on set who keeps the coffee burning
exactly.
hot.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the problem. No coffee boys.
You know what was interesting? I remember reading something about Kevin Feige in an article about Kevin Feige.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was the producer or like a smaller producer on a lot of the X-Men stuff.
Yes.
And various Marvel stuff. Like he was on set like teasing Hugh Jackman's hair up to make it more comic book accurate.
Yeah, right.
And people were like, what's he doing? Does this really matter? But I think he kind of brought that kind of aesthetic...
And that,
like that care
to
for the aesthetic and the attention to detail to the MCU to be like, no, costumes matter. Like the looks matter.
Yeah,
the
right.
world matters.
For
it's
sure.
not, it's not whatever.
Yeah.
It's these are the things that people who know this stuff recognize.
Well, whatever.
And whatever.
And also whatever, yeah.
But then there's also kind of like, I guess it's the other end of that is a lot of the stuff you can just kind of throw away. Not a lot, but
yeah,
like
right.
maybe the stuff that doesn't translate or is not relevant or... You know, I don't know. Whatever.
Case by case basis. Just put some stuff on the on the folders. Is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Just get somebody to obsessively write hundreds of notes and put them in a folder that you never look in.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
What's next, Mason?
That's the end of the show, I think.
I've got one more letter.
Oh, good.
It relates to Batman's 80th birthday.
Yes.
Happy Bat birthday.
Yes.
Mike says, "What's your favorite Batman moment?"
We did an episode on Batman moments.
Yeah,
didn't we?
Just watch that, Mike.
Yeah.
Look at it. Listen to it. Whatever.
It's all our faves. That's a good question.
It's episode 50. I know that because I think it says the episode is called 50 Best Batman Moments.
Yeah.
And we got some comments that were like, this isn't 50.
We didn't say it was 50.
I should have always
put
the
dot.
Line in, but I never
you
did.
You never did.
And I'm not going back.
Now
am
we're
I?
Cursed. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. I'm a very big fan of, as we know, that Justice League run from Grant Morrison where Batman sort of proves the reason why he's in the Justice League. So that's called... Something or other.
Justice League of America.
Yes, exactly.
The invasion of something or whatever.
Yeah. We should do an episode on the Burton Batman movies.
Have we not?
I don't think we have.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. People liked a Hellboy episode.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What they like about it?
I
feel like we...
All the funny things we said in it.
I hope so.
Uh-huh.
At the banter.
Yes.
I feel like coming out of that I was more negative than I actually feel about those movies.
Let's do another episode on Hellboy 1 and 2.
Let's go. But no, that's cool. I'm looking forward to the new one. But next week is Shazam.
Oh, yeah. We should watch Shazam.
We should.
Yeah, cool.
So that's
early. Look, it sounds to me like most of our listeners have already seen Shazam.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have gone to early screenings of it. So, and people seem to be digging it. So
we do have screening. We actually have a Tuesday night screening or something, but I just don't think I'm going to go.
Okay, then.
I'm going to the city and I'm just like, I'm not going to hobble in on my cane like a moron.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like all those other morons on canes is what you're saying there.
But no, so we can go to that or I'll see it on 10 a.m. on a Friday.
Yeah,
or
cool. Nice. Very nice. All right, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm excited. All right, Shazam next week. If you're one of the three listeners who hasn't already seen Shazam, get on to it. We're going to talk about
it. Share us your Shazam
shorts. Shazam, exactly.
Great.
Nice.
Take us home, Mason.
That's the end of the show. Thanks, everybody, for listening and telling people and bloody saying hi. I was in a ramen place last night and somebody said hi. We took a photo.
Of?
The ramen.
Good.
No faces. I won't allow it. Thanks for giving us a nice review and telling a friend.
Yeah, man.
Subscribe and we appreciate it.
I'm just going to put my head on the desk. You keep going.
I'm
going
to keep going for you. If you want to get in contact with us, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and at Gmail and Twitter and Bandcamp. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter, and on Instagram I'm Nick Maso, N-I-C-K-M-A-S-E-A-U. You're Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere, on every conceivable social media platform.
Check me out on Twitter.
Do it. Believe in yourself. If you want to, you can also go to planetbroadcasting.com, sign up to our newsletter from the great Rob Collings. He's at The Weekly Planet, and he's also at Raw Collings.
He's a great guy.
On Twitter, he's a great guy. Let's see, if you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. If you want to chuck in a buck, we'd appreciate it.
We're going to do an Avengers Infinity War commentary.
That's very exciting, and probably Wolverine at some point.
Wolverine Origins.
Yes, the best one. But also you can go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. If you want to click through and buy what you're going to buy on Amazon anyway, or a funny thing, which is the one that I insert here.
By the Twilight Zone original series.
By the original series of the Twilight Zone for no reason. It's probably 9,000 discs and it's in a box shaped like Rod Serling's head.
And the movie where John Landis killed two kids and a grown man.
Don't watch that or dwell on it.
Okay
then. Let's see. Is that about... We've got some t-shirts on tpublic.com. We've got Thank You to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes. That's it, I think, isn't it? That's the whole show, right?
That's the show, man.
That's the show. Nice.
How long was I out for?
Hours. I paused. I didn't know what to do.
Great. Thank you, everyone's listening, though. And thank you for all the kind words that people sent through.
We're both going to be feeling better next week. Man. We both had some tragedies this week.
That's
you had
right.
Your gallbladder out, and I feel a bit sniffly. So we're going to feel good next week.
We both had great experiences, though. You got the pitcher of ramen,
that's
and
true.
I got this new walking stick.
Yeah.
We've got things going
We've
on.
We've got stuff going on. Don't even worry about it. All right. Grab that gem, you guys. See you next week.
Too. Goodbye. Put my head back on the desk.
You do it. Yeah. Sleepy time.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.